Well, there's no doubt our world, ourselves, have been really flipped upside down with the COVID-19 pandemic.
No doubt indeed. But there is a silver lining to this dark cloud called COVID-19.
And this is Chick to Chick.
Carrie, I think it's a little bit ironic that the date that everything like just was turned upside down was Friday, March 13th. It was Friday the 13th when all of this sort of exploded and the governor closed schools here in Pennsylvania and businesses were forced to shut down. And what has happened has been crazy, hasn't it?
Oh, I totally agree. And, you know, at first it was literally day by day and still kind of thinking, what's really going on? And the information was changing so rapidly. And then we went into week by week, and then it's month by month. And each time, don't you think there's been some significant changes just with our own selves and maybe our families and the dynamics of everything?
Absolutely. And I don't think anybody could have ever predicted, as you said, that it went from days to weeks to months. And of course, we cannot ignore what has happened. We've had more than 100,000 people here in the United States die from COVID-19. And the people who've lost their jobs, 36 million Americans are now unemployed. This thing has had just a devastating effect on all of their lives. But, you know, I am that type of person. My glass is not just half full, it's overflowing. And I always try to find the positive. And I do think a lot of positive has come out of this. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree because, you know, I think when people are faced with some major challenges, there's two different types of mentalities. It's either you're terrified, you're fearful, and that's how you live, or you sort of embrace the change going on and start to see some good in it. And that's what we did. And I'm not saying that it was all of the time because there's hardship along the way in all of that change. But I know with our own family, I stopped taking a lot of different things for granted. Even simple things that I was pushing off, I brought back into my life. And so it was a time, at least for me, for a lot of retrospection on the things that I wanted to change, the things I wanted to keep the same.
Well, I have noticed because of all of this and because we were forced to stay home and because we were forced to be in this isolation, families are spending time together again. You know, I love to walk. I've always walked. And I'm going for walks now. And I'm seeing people who I haven't seen in 20 years that I've lived in this neighborhood. And families are spending quality time together. They're having dinner together. They're going for walks together. And I can't help but notice that overall, people just don't seem as stressed out. You know, they're not running from here to there, to work, to practice, to soccer, to this, to that. Everything came to a halt. We were all forced to stop. And I just think people seem happier. They seem less stressed out. Do you see that as well?
Well, I think one thing is we are given the benefit of living in an area and being around people who maybe haven't been as dramatically affected by COVID and the quarantines and not having a business open. Certainly, there's been a lot of change with that, and that does cause people stress. But to your point, I have to crack up because our neighborhood has a ton of kids. But the kids, since we've lived here in 7 years, haven't been around much because they're always out. They're always going to this event and that thing. And I feel like the parents were just constantly running their kids somewhere. And I joked because I said, there's a group of boys in our neighborhood that reminds me of the movie Stand By Me. It's like, you know, they're out on their bicycles and their skateboards and they're cruising around and they're going from place to place. And even I noticed with our youngest, she didn't really have as many connections with a lot of the girls in the neighborhood, not because they're not friendly, but because everybody's busy.
Yeah.
And these girls are having so much fun riding their bikes and enjoying outside that I think that has been one of the nicest blessings living in this neighborhood is just seeing how the kids have reverted back to just doing things together like we did when we were kids and our mother said, get out of the house. I'll see you when dinner comes on the table.
Yeah, that's it. You were gone for 9 hours. I love it.
Yeah.
I love seeing the kids out. I love hearing them laugh and play. I just think that's a blessing. The other things that have come out of this, the environment, we have so much less pollution. People aren't driving. I had read somewhere that traffic is down to levels of something we haven't seen since the 1950s. We can't ignore that. In addition, yep. Crime is down. Violent crime arrests or arrests for violent crime. And again, this is varying from city to city, but some places have seen a decrease in violent crime arrests by up to 60%. You can't ignore these things that good has come out of this situation.
Absolutely. If you're an environmentalist, which truly we all should be, we've noticed that there's been so much going on in our world. I don't know if you saw like on Facebook and other places where they'll show a picture where you can actually see, you know, dolphins in the Venice Canal or, you know, mountains that you've never seen or you haven't seen in so long because there's so much pollution, like in Hong Kong or even in San Francisco. It's pretty remarkable that our carbon footprint lowered so dramatically that now we have that evidence of what we were doing to our environment and what happens when we slow down and don't do that to our environment. It's eye-opening.
Yeah, it really is. And another thing, I mean, and I know everybody feels differently about this, but, you know, your kids had to come home from college. My son had to come home from college. Honestly, that time that I got to have with him, that was like bonus time. That was a blessing because, you know, let's be honest here. Time flies. These kids grow up so quickly. Mine's going to graduate in December and he's going to be gone and that's it. And I mean, I like my son. I like spending time with him. And it was kind of nice because he couldn't go anywhere. So I didn't have to fight for his time. Like he was stuck with me. But like that was bonus time that I never in my wildest dreams thought that I would be able to have because like I was missing him. And don't get me wrong, there were days when I'm like, you need to go.
Oh, I know.
You need to go. And mom needs some peace here. But that was just like, it was bonus time. And I really enjoyed having him home.
I mean, I can say the same. I can't remember the last time we were all of us together for such an extended amount of time. You know, Sam graduated and she should be out and she's not out yet. And her plans have been postponed a bit because of the situation. And even though it's aggravating and there's a lot of, you know, uncertainty about what will happen, I'm really enjoying this time. And I do think that she has as well. There's going to come a time when the door has to open and my bird needs to fly.
Like, go.
But you're right.
Get out.
That's right. That's right. And I might open that door for her to get the heck out and fly. But for now, I agree with you. I'm taking it all in and I'm not taking it for granted.
Yeah, it really was a blessing. All right. So now we're going to talk about something that might be a little bit controversial, but there are a lot of people out there, a lot of people of faith who believe that the coronavirus was an act of God, that perhaps we'd lost our way and that God is behind all of this. What do you think about that?
You know, I do believe in God and I do believe in people who have a faith. And I think that there is some merit to it. I also appreciate science, so I can understand why those who would just be like, this is just science. But if you think about it, how else do you stop the entire world? Yeah. What was it going to take to tell everybody you need to stop, that there's a universal message that is the same in my home as it is in Italy, as it is in Africa, as it is in Australia? That is just a phenomenal thing to think about. So, yeah, maybe he did have a hand in this. And you know what? If he did, thank you. In some respects, because although we had such tremendous loss, as we said in the beginning, I am hopeful that this will bring about a lot of change.
Yeah. Well, as you pointed out, the world stopped. The world stopped. And when there are things that happen like this, there are lessons to be learned from it. And I hope that we all learn a lesson. And I hope moving forward, you know, we've heard this new normal. I hope there is a new normal. I do hope that the focus is back on family. I hope we do slow down. I hope that we do try to take the stress away. And I do hope that in the end, that more good will come from this whole situation. So there you have it. There was a silver lining to all of this. And we love the fact that you tune in every week, but we want to hear from you. What do you want to hear us chirp about? It's really easy. You can just go to our website, chick2chick.com, and at the very top, it says contact. Click it, send us an email. We want to hear from you.
Absolutely. And you know what? Until we're back again to chirp about another topic.